The temporary looks old, but feels new. The walls are coated in a deep red with a light black finish. Chandeliers hang from the pipe rafters. Tonight, there are haystacks tucked into the nooks and crannies of the space. It's Honky Tonk Night, with the Caleb Dean Band, originally from Glenwood Springs, set to take the stage in Basalt's only entertainment venue. Tessa Lemke has lived in the Valley for 16 years. It's her first time visiting the temporary, like many others who have wandered in tonight.
I think it's great. I think you could do a lot of different things. We're having a little issue with the sound right now, but I'm sure they'll get that put together in here. But it's really cool. It's nice, local. I think you'll pull a lot of people from Basalt and El Jebel and Mid Valley and Down Valley.
Lemke is enthusiastic about there being a place for the community to come together for evening entertainment. She's already made the rounds with friends and met some of the people she sees in the grocery store from time to time.
There's not a lot to do in Willits, you know, after hours, after 8 o'clock at night, we kind of roll up the carpets down here, so it's nice to have something to go to in the evening as well. And looking forward to the artists that come into this space.
Ron Vincent has lived in Glenwood Springs for over 2 decades. He used to be a charter pilot, but now says he spends a lot of his time kicking it around his ranch. He loves these guys, and he's surprised by the number of people he sees here.
It might be a challenge to dance because it's going to be a traffic jam. It's going to look like the Glenwood Springs Bridge coming down here with all those people dancing. But I'm glad to hear they got the PA system working now.
He thinks the temporary is going to be a great addition to the Mid-Valley.
You got all that stuff up in Aspen. You don't have much down valley, and everybody lives down here.
The Caleb Dean Band has taken the stage, and Ryan Honey, DeKalb's executive director, finally has a moment to catch his breath. When asked about the challenges in opening what he's anticipating to become a world-class performance venue, he says that, quote, no battle plan survives contact with the enemy.
We've been learning how to improve everything, but we've, you know, all things considered, it's gone really, really well. We've had great houses, guests are having a great experience, artists are having a great time. You know, we had our first technical snafu tonight, and we got it solved. Everyone's having a good time.
From Big Lebowski movie nights to live music of all genres, to comedy acts from Denver. Honey says it attracts a different crowd every night. Over time, his goal will shift to bringing these different circles together.
It's gonna slowly but surely change the DNA of the community because people have a place for creative expression. That's so critical.
In the coming months, Honey's working to continue bringing music and comedy from the Front Range to the Roaring Fork Valley. He and board members are also looking to expand the temporary's offerings to provide more unique theater and film opportunities, as well as lectures and culinary partnerships with neighboring restaurants. Of course, it's all temporary, in the sense that
right down the street is where we're going to be on a permanent basis.
Plans are in the works to build a permanent facility down the street with the help of the town government and private donations, bringing the nonprofit closer to establishing itself as a world-class interdisciplinary arts center that will continue to reshape Basalt and the Mid-Valley well into the future. But for now, the temporary is becoming a permanent fixture in the Mid-Valley's nightlife. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News.